We are continuing to tell the stories of Wisconsin families that have reached the milestones of 100 or 150 years of owning their farmsteads or homesteads around the state. One of those farms I was able to catch up with at the Wisconsin State Fair was the Catalitz family of Luxembourg, Wisconsin in Kewaunee County. Kurt and Alan Catalitz share the story of their farm.
My great-great-grandfather bought this farm in 1870 from Michael and Ann Sawyer. Then it got sold to Matthias Catalitz in 1894. Then it got sold to Frank and Clara Catalitz in 1931. And then Alan Catalitz bought it in 1976. And Kurt and Connie Catalitz bought the farm in 2008. And that's where it stands today.
Now, how have you seen things change over time, you know, from the first one that you talk about, who bought it first, and how it's passed through the generations? How have you seen things change and develop, and, you know, what's kept it in the family?
Well, it started out with probably 10 cows way back when, and then when my father had the farm, he had 28 cows. And I never milked because I worked out, then I sold it to my son. And you can continue from there.
And right now it's just cash cropped. It's not, no animals on the farm. It's just cropped that way, so.
Through all the years here, why has it been so important to keep this farm in your family? And, you know, what kind of passion has been there from everybody involved in it to keep it going this long?
Well, I guess it's who we are. And it's home, so. I guess that's it in a nutshell, you know.
Now, what are the plans for the future? Are you hoping to keep continuing to pass it down generations, or what are things looking
like? I would like to, yes. I would like to see that. I got two boys, so it would go on to them.
What kind of interesting things, I guess, has the farm gone through over the years? Maybe some challenges or some good times that have really, you know, helped be together as a family to really get through that?
In the 1930s, you know, when we had the Depression, my father said they had very little money. They would take hogs to the pig fair and they would come home with more hogs than they went because things were so bad. But they struggled through that, and today it's pretty prosperous. There's also 30 acres of woods on the farm. The farm is 140 acres, and 30 acres is woods. And there's pretty good hunting, like deer and so forth, turkeys, this kind of thing.
Now, so if someone was to come onto your farm today and they wanted to know something totally unique and interesting that may be different from other people or a good story that you could tell them, what would you say?
Probably the good story is farming is interesting. It's got its good points and bad points. It wasn't always rosy, you know, so... That's the way farming is yet today, though. But it's just amazing, you know, the barn was built in probably, 1908, and it's still standing today, and it's in really good shape.
We had to put on a different roof, but the stone structure is still pretty good shape. I mean, it's amazing that it's probably about 2 feet thick of stone, plus the beams that run through the floor above it are probably maybe a foot and a half thick, and they're spaced every probably, 3 feet, 2 feet?
Yeah. Sure, so it's not going anywhere anytime soon?
No, it's very well made. I mean, if structures were made that way today, this building kind of time tests all things, and this thing is still standing, and it's still in decent shape, so... There's other structures, but they were removed because they were built prior to that one old barn. What was that? When was that built?
I really don't know, but probably
before
yes.
Before the other one. I would say that one was in 1850 maybe or something, but that was getting kind of rough. That was all wood. That was not a stone structure like this barn, so...
That was Kurt and Alan Katalitz of Luxembourg, Wisconsin, in Kewaunee County. One of the farms being recognized as a century farm, reaching that milestone of 100 years. That's just one of the many stories we'll share, brought to you by Compeer Financial, as we continue to honor these century and sesquicentennial farms throughout the year. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Aaron Zimmerman.